South 107, today's best country and all your favorites. Bill Dollar on the horn today with Odd Todd from oddtodd.com. Todd, still unemployed?
Still unemployed.
Still living in New York City?
Live in New York City, and actually my unemployment ran out on January 15th. So now I'm really kind of out on a limb here. But luckily the tip jar on the site has been doing well, so it's going to keep me going at least for a few months.
Somebody had said something that you were possibly out on your can, so to speak, by the end of February?
Yeah. Well, actually, because the tip jar has done okay, I'll be here through March. So I could still be reached at this number. But yeah, that's been good, and I just started selling some T-shirts and hats from a company that like prints them on demand. So they're starting to sell too. So I don't know if I can make a living off the website, but I'm hoping it could lead to some other things somehow.
Are you thinking that maybe this is like a full-time job for you now?
Well, I'm thinking that going back into biz dev of a .com is kind of a limited job search right now. So I'm hoping that in one way or another, I can keep cartooning to pay the bills and keep the site going. I'm working on another episode, which I hope to have up early February. So no matter what, I'm going to keep the site going.
Great.
And hopefully we'll be able to make a living drawing pictures and talking weird.
Now, did you actually still have all these Christmas cards that I was reading about that are still in your parents' house?
Yeah, there's about, I think, 25 to 30,000 sitting in their basement right now.
Have you thought about
after I printed them, it's actually difficult to sell them. So.
Oh, I was going to ask you, have you thought about selling them on your site?
I've actually thought about it, but I'm putting my parents to work might not be too appealing for them. So
they're trying to get you a job, and you're turning around trying to get them a job.
Exactly.
Yeah, biz dev. What is that exactly?
I think it's like you kind of. I mean, my experience was you look for companies that seem like you should be working with. I worked for a company called Adam Films, so we did short films and things like that on the net, and they're actually still around, even though they laid off a bunch of folks. But you know, and it's like getting in touch with people who might be interested in short films and seeing if they have money, which they usually didn't, and asking me if I had money, which I didn't, and then we'd have lunch over that. So.
And everybody would take it as a tax deduction.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We had some good lunches, though, and I made some trips, which was nice.
Have you got a lot of emails, Todd, from folks wondering when the next installment's going to be coming out?
Yeah. People really are anticipating it, which is great. I've luckily gotten a couple freelance gigs to kind of keep the lights on for a little bit, so it slowed down my schedule a bit, but I'm about halfway through it, and I just got to throw the voice on it, and then it will be up soon. So people are waiting for it, and I hope to have it up as soon as I can.
Well, I'm seriously thinking about buying a T-shirt and just wearing it around the radio station so I can be, you know, the talk of the station, so to speak.
All right. There's two. There's one that says canned person, the picture of the canned person. There's one that just says coffee.
Hey.
So you could.
Is there anyone that says fudge-type cookies?
I'm thinking about putting that up, but
yeah.
Then the fudge-type cookie people can come after me.
And the folks from Pringles can too. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They should, by the way, get in touch with me. After all the exposure for fudge-type cookies and Pringles, I haven't heard from either one of those guys. So.
But you heard from Gold Toe Socks.
I did, which is nice.
Did you ever think that you were going to make this much money out of the tip jar itself?
When I put it up, I kind of thought it was just funny to be asking for dollars on the net in that way, but I never really expected the site to get as much traffic and certainly not to make as much money as it's brought in. When I originally signed up, you know, just to have the site up, it was going to cost me $9 or $10 a month. And as soon as you get all this traffic, then that price tag goes way up. So it was eating into my tip jar for a while until this guy at Peak Web Hosting stepped up and hooked me up, and now everything is peachy keen.
Okay, so you've got the good people on your side now.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right, well,
including
good
people like you.
Well, we're going to put tips in the tip jar this afternoon, and I hope our listeners will do the same. What a great site, Todd, and congratulations for being able to put all that together.
No, thank you. And check it every day for the daily fact I learned from the TV.
Oh, what is today's?
Today I just put up, which is there's something, if your dog eats dirt or weird stuff, it's something called pica. And your dog could be bored, or your dog could have a nutritional deficiency, or your dog might be stupid. So that's one of the things. And there's a link to more information about pica if your dog is eating dirt.
Well, that's good. That's always something to know. OddTodd.com. Todd, thank you very much for taking time out of your day to speak with us. And
do you
mind if we go and hit the site again?
Please do.
All right. And can you leave us with the fudge stripe cookies?
Fudge stripe cookies. There you go.